Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour one of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's our last Football Friday before we hit training camp in Oxnard, California. Be there next week. General at your service. At ease. There's Brian Broaddus. You can see him on our webcam. Watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Holding it down in Oxnard, California on the tennis courts. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Fixing for 4.5 flawless. You got Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30 with the Atlanta Braves in town. That'll be fun. Of course, Wolchuk is here. Chiafalo is taking the day off to spend with his family before he leaves. I mean, he's dealing with little girls at like 2, 3, and 5 years old or you know, around that age range. And you're about to find out, Wolchuk.
Yeah.
When daddy's about to go, it is waterworks for at least 72 hours. So he's trying to lay down some suppressive fire on that, do a little front-end management, and send him some love on social media, let him know that he has missed. But he'll be rejoining us Monday in Oxnard. Of course, our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yard Bird, Southern Table and Bar. How are things this afternoon on the courts, Brian? A little quiet?
Yeah, a little quiet. I'm facing the media area to my right. And all the chairs are empty. The courts where we usually have the press conferences are very quiet. Just a few guys working, doing their jobs, you know, other stations and stuff as well out here. So, yeah, it's kind of a day where you could sit back now and kind of take note and go back and look at notes on what you've seen the last 3 days. And I think it's been a really positive camp in a lot of different ways. I know there's a lot of questions still to be answered, but I want to say I was kind of skeptical about all this rah-rah, you know, cheerleading type of thing, how the practices were going to be. But I'll have to hand it to this guy. I don't think it could have got off to a better start for him because he's – and I'm talking about Brian Schottenheimer and the staff because – you know, there were some things, you know, coming in. It's like, okay, first-time coach and all. But the practices here have been really, really good on both sides of the ball.
That's awesome because they're walking the walk. It's easy as a coach to talk about your philosophy,
right.
You know, when the bullets aren't flying and players aren't fighting. Can you execute it, you know, on the field? And I would say that this is a 10 out of 10 first week for him. Are the coordinators talking today, Brian?
Nope, not at all. We got word that maybe next week when you guys join us out here that then we'll get coordinators. So today is a completely dark day when it comes to access or anything that you need to do with coaches, players, or the front office in that regard.
It was cool that Shoddy and McClay had done interviews with KC, yeah. And you heard those earlier today. If you wanted to go back and listen to any of that, the Odyssey app is a heck of a resource. But best text I've gotten from camp was brought us last night, checking in on Terrence Steele, buddy. What'd you tell us?
Well, I found out late last night, and it was very concerning because when I was when Steele yesterday afternoon when practice was going on, I know Wolchuk reached out to me and said, hey, no Steele, no Murray. So then I went into mode of like, you know, man, I've been down here with the offensive line. I didn't notice that about with Steele. So I went around and checked and then found out that, you know, that it was an ankle injury. And then it turned into, well, okay, how bad of an ankle injury? And as we were doing our show, you know, my sources were saying, well, hey, we're still working on it. And then late last night, I got the news that everything should be okay. I know that Jane Slater from the NFL Network was posting something about a high ankle sprain. And so, you know, that part of it was good. There was no, it's not like there's no structural damage or anything like that. So probably a few practices and then we'll see Terrence Steele back out there. But really, really good news. I can't tell you when he got injured. It must have been something late in the practice the day before. Yeah. Where he got hurt, and then he tried to sleep on it, and it just wasn't good enough to go the next day. So, but everything from the people I've talked to, they seem to think, hey, he will be fine.
Well, that's fantastic, and I was surprised to see that maybe just a couple of days can you know have that ankle back to a spot. So
we'll see. Yeah, these linemen are extremely tough, and you know, and that's sometimes these high, when you say the word high ankle, you immediately think, my gosh, just break the damn thing and it'll be back faster than that. But you know, Terrence has been a really, really tough guy. I'm sure that it'll be a few days, and then hopefully that he doesn't miss too much time.
Okay. Another story we had last night was Christian Wilkins was getting released by the Raiders. They were voiding $35 million in guarantee based on his recovery from a foot injury. The story today is, where is he going to go? Can he play now? I know in New England, Mike Vrabel's talking about, hey, I've known Christian Wilkins a long time. That's a conversation we're going to get to. One head coach emphasizing with Diana Russini, though, he's not healthy enough to play for the Raiders. Something must not be right. I wonder what the contract is going to look like. And have you heard any word that maybe the Cowboys could be interested in him or other defensive linemen out there, Brian?
Yeah, I tell you what. Matter of fact, it's so funny. The Raiders used to be a gang of seven, and they're no longer a gang of seven with all the coaching changes and stuff. So okay. I lost the contact there. Have not heard anything back from the Cowboys as far as any type of interest there. I think this would be very much similar to what we're dealing with Asante Samuel Jr. That, okay, where, you know, if teams are going to likely bring him in and see where he is health-wise, and then adjust from there. But I've asked that, would he be a guy that would be on your radar as far as just to bring in and see, and have not heard anything back on that yet.
Asante Samuel Jr. is the corner player you would most love to see the Cowboys go get.
Yeah, I just think that the cornerback position is going to, and the Cowboys so far, if you said, Brian, who's going to start Thursday against the Philadelphia Eagles, I think it's going to be Elam Hall and Bland would be my guess right now, unless something changes with maybe with they get Ravel on the field and he shows something. But right now, I kind of feel like that's where they're going to go. And, you know, cornerback is a position that is something that going into it, we felt like, you know, if the Cowboys could just get a bridge to these players that are returning, then maybe that everything would be okay. But I would definitely look into Asante Samuel Jr. if it was me.
There's him, Mike Hilton, Stephon Gilmore. And then with Christian Wilkins, I guess with the Raiders, I was reading that, you know, not only he was recovering from the Jones fracture, but the belief was that he might need another surgery on the foot. Yeah. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. And so then the Raiders said, okay, we're voiding the guaranteed money. That's how they put that loophole in, the failure to maintain his physical condition to play. They're saying, we needed you to have the surgery. You didn't want to. So now we can go ahead and waive you in that $35.9 million of guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. We don't owe that. But the NFLPA has now filed a grievance. Okay. So we'll see who ends up winning that.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, this is it, like that. Gavin, you talked about it earlier. If there's a general manager that put out there that, hey, the fact that the Raiders let this go, one of these types of players, there must be something pretty significant for them to want to get out of this contract.
And I know with Jones' fracture, like two missed seasons are very possible if you don't heal right, or, you know, they think it's healed and you go play and now it's rebroken. So they probably consider it a significant injury risk. And I would imagine it's got to be a prove it year if Wilkins is going to play here in 2025 with, you know, incentives for games played and production and all of that. It might be a high-risk, low-reward type of, you know, contract that the Cowboys could look at or another team could look at. Shoddy was really less strident about the Super Bowl than Tyler Smith and Dak were this week with reporters. He was on with KNC, as I mentioned, and he actually said, we're not ready to go win a championship right now. You know, we got to work towards that. So, you know, does he mean that looking at the roster objectively and honestly? I believe so. You know, I'm sure he's also looking at it like we got to put in all the good work and yeah. grow into that team. But I think he knows that you know, this new team would need a lot of good surprises here in the next couple of months to be on that level, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think to me, when he had a chance, he was asked a question by Mike Ducey about the Super Bowl and do you feel pressure that way? And, you know, and he was kind of like Dak. Remember Dak gave yeah. that answer. Well, heck, if you don't believe in it, don't be here. Mm-hmm. The kind of a thing. So I think that Shoddy's telling the players one thing. And I think he's telling the media a whole nother thing, you know, is where I think this is how this is going to work out. Because Dak even brought it up about the message that Shoddy had told the team. He said that yesterday. So I think as a front office, as a coaching staff, you have to be able to believe that. You have to be able. I think he's looking at his team right now and saying, man, I've got some pieces, but boy, I've got some things I've got to work through here in order to make that happen.
Isn't this part of like that's the coach speak, though? Like, this is the journey. We're starting it now. This is training camp. We're laying that foundation. We're building our team together. And this is the building blocks. We are going to grow into a championship team. So, like, Super Bowl is the goal, and he's clearly not shied away from that. But, yeah, they're not. I mean, they're not a championship team right now. They've got to work to get there, and it starts with their practices they're having right now.
Maybe the biggest story of the day in sport is coming off of Pardon My Take, is Scottie Scheffler admitting he was the one who farted on the 17th at the Open.
Unreal.
Quote, yeah, that was me.
Yep.
It's an alpha move right there.
That was a winning fart.
I love it. You own it. Yeah. It's incredible.
We all wish we could do that on. We all wish we could do that on live mic for about $4.5 million.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
we all
amazing,
wish we could do it.
Because
yep.
everybody seemed like they kind of had Scotty's back on this. Like everyone ran with, oh, is somebody in the crowd? So he.
I thought it was crowd next to T Mike. Is what I thought. And yep. but T Mike was very well dialed into Scotty. Good for him. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know equipment. You never know. You had that shepherd's pie and stuff like that. It just kind of got to get out of you every once in a while.
Rangers and Braves tonight. Hopefully they got some more runs in them. They need to get out. We'll have Sands join us at 4:40. Eric Nadel at 5:20. Pregame is coming up at 6:30 here on the Fan. Atlanta's a team you can have success against. 44-57. This has been the most disappointing team in the big leagues, I think, relative to expectation. Rangers a pretty big favorite tonight. They're trying to move to 54-40 on the year, and it is nasty Nathan Eovaldi on the hill. So should be feeling pretty dang good about that. But what is this in the division? The Mariners pick up Josh Naylor in a trade last night, a player mm-hmm. that had been linked to the Rangers and possible trade deadline move. He comes over from Arizona with an OPS of 807. That's a move right there. And, yeah. and you know, unless he falls off like Randy Arozarena did back in 2023, I don't like it. You know, we're reading a lot today, like Sean McFarland wrote in the morning news about their luxury tax situation. They're just looking at 1 to 2 mil right now. So I think we might have to watch the Rangers competition get better here over the next week and them like try to figure out a way to add one bullpen arm, old Chuck. I think that's where we're at. Ugh. And I'll tell you what, this team was built from spring training to contend. So I don't think it's going to be fatal if they can't add an impact player. What do you got?
And Jock Peterson had himself a solid first rehab start last night. He goes 2 for 3, gets a walk, couple of singles, had an RBI. So like Jock looked good for the first time since swinging a bat in May. And that's a positive sign. Like you're going to get a reinforcement there. But yeah, that was a bummer because we talked yesterday, like, could the Rangers possibly be in on Naylor as a first baseman? And he fits a big weakness on that Mariners lineup because that's a team that is chasing a ton, and he hits for contact. So I think that's a great move for Seattle. They give up a couple of good young arms. We'll see how they develop on the other side of this. But, like, for the Rangers, the Nathaniel Lowe stuff has been floating out. There's the reunion to be had there. I'd love to get Eugenio Suarez, and I know he's a third baseman. Can you play him at first? Or hell, I mean, Josh Young has, we know about the injuries there. Maybe that allows him to end up platooning at third a little bit. But I wouldn't mind doing something. The problem is, if Jock Peterson comes back, do you have space for a bat? So maybe it really is just all about, let's go add another arm.
Yeah, you know, and you don't have any players that you would like to trade or are tradable that you could get better players back for. Like, I guess you could try to move Tyler Mahle, but I want Mahle pitching for this team in September and October. You could try to trade Jock Peterson, but I don't think anybody wants his $18 million a year salary. So I think for the most part, you kind of are stuck with what you got. The Yankees got the third baseman from Colorado, McMahon. The Mets have traded for the left-handed reliever Soto from the Orioles. Shador's not getting any first-team reps with the Browns, and it's limited. The Bears are saying right now we're unconcerned with the struggles of this offense. There's some pretty egregious mistakes being made out there. It's kind of sloppy, and a lot of it's you know, Caleb Williams kind of throwing the ball into a crowd. So, yes, I do think, as I've been predicting a lot of the offseason, the hype about Ben Johnson going to Chicago is a dud. This is fool's gold. It's still Chicago. It's still Caleb Williams. And the reason he was so great is because he had an insane amount of personnel in Detroit. Offensive line, receivers, okay, yeah, tight end, good decision-making, accurate quarterback, and Jared Goff. Like, that doesn't go with him. You know, Ben Johnson is a good scheme guy, but you are going to need multiple years of team building to get that offense right in Chicago. How are we doing there, Brian?
Doing very well.
Yeah, sounds like we got a teardown going on.
Ruby is doing some serious cleanup work right now as we speak. Okay. It's like, I feel like the, like I'm a musician and my roadies are working around me right now. You know, nice. What's my guy? Let the roadies take. I sang for you guys yesterday. What was
that
Jackson
was
Brown? The Jackson Brown song, you know, people stay just a little bit longer, you know, that, yeah. And then the roadies are tearing down. So my roadies are here tearing us down right now a little bit.
I love it. Brian Broaddus has Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. We're back with the G-Bag of the Day champion, and then we're going to get to Woolchuk's top 10. Buddy, what's in store today?
Who are the top 10 most influential athletes of all time? That's next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
To the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has the champ.
G back of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Replay the champion right about this time. You caught it. Lucky you. Day three for this champion audio. I believe it's day three, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Day three for this champion audio. We go to SEC Media Day. Reporter Savannah Avery. She works for KOMU Channel 8 up there in KC Mo.
Go Tigers.
She asked Missouri Tigers Zion Young about alpha males and got a very interesting response right here.
You guys kept throwing around the term like alpha males in your locker room and within your team. Is that a thing, or can you elaborate a little bit more on that and what that means?
This is a quick. Would you rather date let's see, I'm gonna do an animal example. If you're in a tiger, would you want to date a cat? No. You don't want to date a cat. You wouldn't want to. Well, of course, it's tigers a cat. It's a bigger version of it. It's the cat. You know, it's all around the stuff. But you wouldn't want to date a cat, though. Not something we bring. Nah, you know what I mean? So that's the difference. Like, it's more so of like, not in day. I mean, alpha male. Like, who? That's what we're recruiting. That's what we're standing on. Guys is alpha males. Guys is where their feet at. And guys is very vocal and want to compete, you know, and have an edge on them. You know what I mean? So that's more so being specific. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to date a cat. You would rather date another tiger, right? Or a lion. Something more manly.
Maybe not as awesome. Not quite as specific next time, Zion. But that is our two-time champ. Looking for three. Come back in about 3 hours where that champ will face multiple challengers. We'll vote off. Then we'll get to LA Live coming up at 5:40. All righty. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20. Here he is. Here,
buddy. All righty. Top 10 most influential athletes of all time. 877-881-1053. Who do you think is or are the most influential athletes? I did just see this from Jory Epstein, who is now with Yahoo Sports and covering the entire NFL. And this is the kind of reporting that we need here. Have you guys ever roomed and been on the road? You're staying in a hotel, and I guess you have a toilet that flushes ridiculously loud, so you can hear it in the other room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess this is the problem wherever the Steelers are doing training camp and staying.
Latrobe?
Latrobe?
Okay,
yeah.
Latrobe. Well, DK and Aaron Rodgers are roommates, and I guess they've made a pact that, you know, at night, if you've got to get up, you got to go use the bathroom, you just don't flush it.
Oh.
So last night, DK goes to the bathroom and decided to text Aaron, "Hey, are you up?" And Aaron said, "Yeah, I'm good." And he said, "Ben, I'm about to flush the toilet." And they're apparently closer than brothers. I don't know if that makes you closer than brothers, but I love that story. Jory, thank you so much for enlightening us on that.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a huge storyline, right? Because if he can get back anywhere close to that MVP form with DK Metcalf, you know, then who knows? Maybe the Steelers can, you know, make this a four-team race in the AFC. But I don't know how I'd feel about that as a grown man having a roommate, you know, for a couple, 2-3 weeks.
Well, it's a sweet mate. It's sweet mate.
Okay, so you do have doors that close.
Yeah, so okay. There's Aaron's got his area. There's a bathroom in between them, and then DK's on the other side. So you share a bathroom, a shower area
got
in the middle, but you got your own space.
little Jack and Jill situation, basically.
Yeah, I guess that's
sharing the restroom. Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad that they have that open line of communication with each other.
Have you worked that Steelers camp before, or that area, that facility?
I've never been to the funny thing about this, Dawson, and the Steelers, what I always remember about the Steelers way back in the day, they used to practice without jersey numbers. Huh. Like there were practices, like their jerseys were all either the white or the gold, and they didn't have numbers on them.
Oh, and that'd so be you hard see, to scout.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. You just had to know who the
were
players
they worried, were.
Were
they worried about the opposition?
They were worried about people watching practice is what they were worried about.
Yeah. And as a coach, if you know your roster and there's not a lot of player movement, you know who they are from just way they move.
By the way they move. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
All right, top 10 most influential athletes. I heard Sean and RJ this morning and Bobby were going over, the passing of Hulk Hogan. And so RJ was putting together his, like, Mount Rushmore of most influential people because, he was a big-time Hulk Hogan fan as a kid. And I thought, all right, well, let's look up this top 10 here. It is, I think for football, and somebody texted in, like, Mahomes a little bit, but for football, it's tough, like in the NFL. Like, who has been the most influential athlete just from the National Football League? I mean, the first one that came to mind was, like, Randy Moss. You got Mossed, I think, became a staple in everyone's vocabulary when you're out there just playing football. And no matter what it is, like actual game, you're playing pickup, somebody goes up, makes a great catch. Like, oh, you got Mossed. But that is a tough one. Oh, I mean, because like Brady, Manning, like kind of, not really though.
Can I throw my two cents in this one? I actually think Joe Namath.
Okay.
And I'll say this. Joe Namath was signed by the AFL for $400,000. For his rookie season. And there was a battle. There was an NFL battle and an AFL battle. And if you don't have Joe Namath's $400,000 a year contract, football at that point then all of a sudden became, a like, whoa, let's see where, wow, $400,000 for a quarterback. I mean, it was really unheard of. And guys were still having to do extra jobs and stuff like that. But that's really the first time that we saw in professional football where potentially the salaries could go. Mm-hmm. I think that was a big, big, big moment before the merger. But it was something that, like, man, if we're giving a quarterback $400,000, and now we're paying a quarterback $60 million, I mean, that just shows you how really kind of important to me that was at that time. They were not paying these guys anything. And now it's like, well, no, we're going to pay this guy $400,000. I think that's pretty kind of an influential moment in professional sports as far as the NFL as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting to listen to Brian because you have to go back really to moments in football before we were around.
Too.
Because football was like, it was a physical running game, and then quarterbacks started throwing, but they weren't expected to be able to throw a lot of touchdowns compared to interceptions. So it was kind of like you were throwing up a YOLO ball for a long time. I don't know who that first quarterback was that said, "Man, we can be really efficient with this." But I whoever that was, I think, Bill Walsh and Joe Montana early 80s to go from one style of football to West Coast. I mean, that still ripples through the NFL in a major way.
I think that, just what you just said right there, Dawson, Bill Walsh, and about the offense and how offenses change and really evolve and really where, I saw a special on the SEC Network the other day about a coach named Emory Ballard who invented the wishbone. Mm-hmm. And the wishbone was implemented at Texas for huge success. It was implemented at Alabama with huge success. I mean, Bear Bryant won 3 national championships playing with a wishbone offense. I think you could kind of start to talk about Bill Walsh and what he did with his offensive event, the way he was able to put that in and maybe how it affected a lot of teams and a lot of coaches. Mm-hmm. The innovation of that, I guess, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about people that influence the sport, Bill Walsh would be right up there with what I would see.
817 Odell. Every kid in America was trying that one-handed snap.
I wrote that one down too.
That he had. What else you got?
NFL players were trying to do that. Everybody was trying to one-hand them joints. I got Dusty Baker when he played for the Dodgers. They invented the high five.
Oh wow! Cool.
Everybody's high-fiving out here now.
Yeah, that's a good point. There you go.
Mayweather wanted that perfect record.
Yeah.
Now all these fools are chasing perfect record. They have if they take one loss, they think their whole career is over with.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, you got your football players being saucy.
That's true.
Yeah, they got the extra bands on. Yeah, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Jackie Joyner Kersee track.
Track, yeah. Big time. Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, of course.
Yeah. See, okay. Oh. I'm glad you brought up Tiger.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, Tiger could be number one.
Yeah.
Probably should be. I mean, he made golf a major sport for 20 years.
Yes. And he's not in the top 10 here.
Hmm.
And I think that that's like, wow. That was a stunner for me.
How
Tiger,
far back are they going in this list, Wolchuk? Are they going to like Jim Thorpe names and stuff like that in the 30s? I mean,
you do have to go to Babe Ruth because he kind of invented hitting home runs.
Babe's probably the oldest. Everybody's chasing Babe Ruth from this point on.
Yeah, Babe, Jackie, and then Billie Jean King on here.
I mean, you got to do Muhammad Ali.
Right.
That's who I thought of immediately.
You got to, and Jackie Robinson and Michael Jordan.
So, so when we say influential, so he influenced the culture in a sense of America, but not like the sport itself.
Yeah, profound impact in societal change.
Okay.
Societal change. Okay. Okay.
Got it.
I should have cut you off.
I mean, Muhammad Ali. Some of his interviews are just incredible. The high level conversations he's having on like late night entertainment shows. You know, the way that he voiced that. I don't know if anybody from the sports world had done that before him.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali belongs there, but he was also a showman in the ring,
right,
with the mouth and everything. So he brought that component. You know, to sport, I believe.
With the trash talk and kind of the build up to a boxing fight.
Yeah.
And now, like that, I mean, the UFC today, like everyone, that's what made Conor huge, right? When Conor burst onto the scene, he was probably the best when it came to maybe arguably since Ali getting in your opponent's heads, maybe winning the fight before the fight even started, just with the war of words going back and forth.
Your wife was in the DMs.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Lucius, would you say Jesse Owens?
Yeah, I will say, yeah, for sure, right? Yeah. Didn't he go up because there upstage?
He did.
Yeah, that was Hitler's Olympic Games there in Berlin.
Yeah, the master race or whatever. Yeah, like, check this out, fam.
Yeah. If you're talking about social change and like getting on the, like, whoa, that guy with the weight of the world on his shoulders, the way he performed.
It was a powerful moment.
On his ankles.
Yeah.
Number 10 is Marta in soccer. Women's soccer.
Okay.
Often considered the greatest female soccer player, Marta's been a powerful advocate for women's soccer worldwide. Skill, determination inspired a generation of female athletes in the sport that has often struggled for recognition.
I mean, she was going head-to-head with the American women like 20 years ago, and last year she won the NWSL with one of the plays of the year in all of soccer.
Nine is Billie Jean King.
I was going to go with Maradona and his interviewing.
Yes, process. I love it, man. Yeah.
Shout out to Maradona.
I think that was a great social way of...
So glad you said that. So glad you said that, bro.
Billie Jean King at 9, Battle of the Sexes.
It's Bobby Riggs, 1973 at the Astrodome.
8, they've got Usain Bolt.
There you go, yeah.
Made running cool again.
Why would I think that most of these are like international athletes? Like
most
Olympic
of them are.
Olympic. Okay. Worldwide. Okay,
7, Jackie Robinson.
Here's to you, Jackie
Obviously
Robinson.
You break the color barrier. I mean, heck. Mrs. Robinson.
He has so much to deal with. I 100% believe racism killed him early. All that stress he had to deal with.
I
100% believe it. I read his book. Yeah.
6, Wayne Gretzky. The great one.
Made hockey relevant in the U.S.
Yep.
Sports stars.
Top 5 most influential athletes of all time. Babe Ruth at 5, the Sultan of SWAT, saving baseball after the 1919
Sultan
Black Sox scandal. Serena Williams at number 4, dominating women's tennis, unmatched Grand Slam titles, off the court, big time women's rights and racial equality, which has inspired countless other athletes.
And she does that awkward sea walk everywhere she goes. Nobody tells her to stop.
It doesn't have the same bounce to it on the other side of 30 or so.
Bounce. Pele at 3.
Oh, Pele, yeah. 1970.
Brought soccer to the global stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
He captured the attention.
Yeah. Two is MJ.
Yeah. Hmm.
Michael Jordan coming in number two.
Easily.
But number one, you nailed it, Dawson. It is Muhammad Ali.
There we go.
Civil rights. And obviously incredible.
He said, I'm not going to fight.
No, did not want to go for fight.
I'm not, yeah. not going
to
fight.
All he
I'm
had to go fight. Do was put on like little boxing exhibitions in different places and just warm the troops up. And he's like, nah,
I'm not Bob Hope. I'm not Bob Hope.
It's the principles, bro.
Yeah, principles. I'm not fighting.
Well, thank you, Wolchuk. Thank your top 10 to 220 every afternoon here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, usually we have Chiefs biggest, L biggest, W. You think you can handle that going back-to-back with us?
Got it, bro. We got cricket pickles, eye removal, and beer leagues. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some victories lately? Where have you taken some L's this week as well? That's next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Shoot, yeah, Lucius, thank you. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We are in a celebratory mood because Terrence Steele's ankle is going to be all right.
Woo, let's go!
There you have it, our training camp injury report brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's Greystone-Roofing. And here's the Woolly Bully.
All right, every Friday, it is a staple here in the G-Bag Nation. Biggest L, biggest dub. Where have you taken personal victories? Where have you taken some L's along the way? 877-881-1053. Here's British Ian.
Well, Chuck, I think there's no doubt my biggest L of the week came a Tuesday at 3:40 there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, usually crusty corner time, but the Rangers player show got pushed back into that. I think that's maybe the biggest L I've taken since the... You know, since I was gaslit by Jared Sandler into believing that was a good start by Jack Leiter.
Well, it won worst take of the week on the morning show, although it wasn't really a take. It was just kind of an interview gone haywire.
Yeah. You know, I could see where, you know, they would qualify it for with an exception, you know, because they'll look for any opportunity to try to bury their coworkers.
Of course they can. Tremendous teammates.
I've made a 25-year history out of not fighting my coworkers, of fighting the opposition, people at other radio stations, TV stations, Dale Hansen, whatever. And I've even suggested maybe if you have extra angst, let's pick a target that we can go after together. And that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
You know,
Unity.
Like a buddy cop movie, morning show and afternoon show, Of course, KNC will be riding with us, but no, they just like to tear down, you know, the people that share their brand with them. So we'll try to get that sorted next week in Oxnard.
Back to fat. What's British Ian doing now for the 920? Man, British Ian is crushing it right now at Alt 103.7.
Yeah.
He's actually syndicated.
Freaking legend.
Our dude is,
he's doing great.
Unbelievable. He's an absolute stud. 214 Biggest Dub met a beautiful girl in California last week, and she's moving to Texas.
There you go.
Ooh.
It turns out, what are the chances? Biggest L, ex-wife found out. Why is that an L, though? She's the ex. Like, why is that a, should that matter? You should be fine.
Yeah,
unless she's going to seek out the girl and now ruin your something for you.
Yeah, I would think ex-wife wouldn't be a person that I'd give power to affect my mood.
Hey,
you
know,
yeah, but like she might try and reach out to the gal and tell her what a bum you are.
Screw her.
Wow. Yeah, she could give a bad scouting report.
She could.
Yeah, how dare you be happy?
Yeah, yeah.
We're ex. I moved on, but
you can't be
happy.
You can't.
Hey, you crush that, bro.
You can't.
I'm
have
just
nice
calling
things.
To say goodnight. I'm calling to say goodnight. Hey, how you doing? Yeah. I'm just calling to say goodnight.
What do you mean?
I'm just calling to say goodnight. Yeah.
214 Biggest L this week, the dishwasher crapped out. Biggest Dub, we are close a month now until college football. That's from our guy Woody, big time Tolo. Look, football's around the corner. We're about to have a big dub. We're going out to training camp. This is going to be fantastic. Big L.
So that means he has to wash the dishes at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. The hand
you're going to wash dishes, bro, her.
Yeah, it stinks. Boston, Massachusetts. We have an issue with the Mount Olive pickles. Now, I don't know if you guys purchase Mount Olive. Maybe you have a different brand of pickles, assuming you like pickles. I'm a big pickle Vlasic fan. Vlasic's the way I usually go. Now, Mount Olive I have had recently, but we have a TikTok that's gone viral where there is a floating cricket at the top of the jar inside said pickles.
Yeah. Crickets can be invasive.
Man, they're calling it the crickle, and this is something where if I were to find a cricket, just know Mount Olive pickles, just double check this thing. You might have a cricket that's just floating about at the top of that jar. I've never found a bug in any jar of pickles that I've had, and I hope that continues, because that would be rather jarring, if you will.
I found a bug in a bag of cookies I got once from Albertsons, those chocolate chip cookies that are amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Just kept on in the purple them. Bag. I was almost done. You know, but the entire time I was like, what is that flavor? Why does it kind of smell like I'm rolling around in the grass? I think it was an aphid.
Okay.
You know? And
what is an aphid?
It's some kind Wolchuk, of beetle looking
thing. That
was
amazing what you just did.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I was watching on camera. Wolchuk's like, oh, yeah. Oh, what is that? Like, you kind of knew what it was, but you didn't know what it was.
I had no idea. Yeah. No clue.
Let me see if I can Google it for you.
No clue what an aphid is. But it sounds
I thought you
fancy.
Knew what it was by
it
your
like
reaction.
Sounds like a fancy bug.
When did you find out about the aphid? Like, did you already know that aphids existed, or did you look and Google all the legs and things that you had coming out your mouth?
I think I'd recently learned about them in science class or something, because I'm like 16 years old. I'm riding a bus up to the mountain to go skiing, and I'm crushing these chocolate chip cookies. And then when I got to the bottom, I was like, oh my goodness. You know, and then, yeah, it's pretty nasty looking bug right
that
there.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
That's pretty thick.
Yeah, it traumatized me for a while. I didn't get back into those chocolate chip cookies for a while.
Were you under the influence while you were riding the bus?
No, I was like 15, 16 years old, maybe 17.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure
you weren't. You just don't even know better.
That's what I'm saying. I thought maybe you didn't really even care. You know, you're like, oh, these cookies are just too good.
No, I did care. I didn't eat any more.
Okay.
Man, Big Dub, this was a carryover from last week, but we didn't hit it. TSA. They're going to finally loosen those parameters on the shoes. You don't have to take the shoes off every time you go through now. That's
I haven't had to take the shoes off.
Well, when we're like the pre-TSA, pre-check, you don't have to do it.
You got
to
keep your shoes
on. But I think everybody else.
Line. Yeah, we've been taking our shoes off for a while, unless it gets super busy and they're like, just go. Just no go. Laptops out of the bag.
Yeah.
But yes, our last flight we did, we actually got to enjoy that. But now you need this true ID or this real ID. Do you got one of those? They're not going to let you on the plane if you don't have one.
I mean, I've got an actual ID. I've got my driver's license.
I think your driver's license has to have some type of star on it.
Yeah, it's
got to
have that Texas with the star on it right there.
Yeah.
It's a true ID.
Oh, I got to check
that. There will be a sign as you're going in through security that, hey, if you don't have the right ID, then you might not be getting on this bird.
When I flew in May.
You might be getting caught up by ice. What you talking about?
I don't know. This is, now I'm concerned.
Amigo, step over here, please.
Yeah. I'm nervous. A big dub for this beer league goalie. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl of the Edmonton Oilers actually just crashed a beer league hockey game in Canada. And there's video.
It was awesome.
Like, they had tons of scoring opportunities, and this goalie is just crushing it. Just like, bam, leg kick, boom, save, boom, mass save. And McDavid couldn't score on this guy. I mean, if you are the goalie in that beer league, this is a story that you're telling the rest of your life. I owned Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl in a beer league game. They couldn't get anything past me.
Yeah, maybe the Stars should sign him.
I'm about to say, if we pull Otter, put this again. Dude in.
We've got the kryptonite, boys. Let's make it happen.
DeVore'd probably prefer it.
Yeah, well, good old Pete. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll bring him in wherever he gets his next job.
I think he's going to be an assistant for Team Canada at the Olympics. PDD's got a gig.
He's getting paid this year. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he is. He's getting a lot of money. 817 got a dub by getting a date after meeting a girl at a bar and had some drinks, had some Whataburger, set up tonight's date. She texted today and canceled the date. So I guess that's the L.
She kind of realized that's where you're at.
Bummer. Yeah. Or that other option finally hit her back.
Yeah, yeah. She better dealed you is what she did, sir. Sorry about that. Better deal came along.
Black and Gold B texting in from the 817. My most recent driver's license was issued in 2020, and it's one of the real IDs. But L, still have 2 more hours until I can go home for the weekend. Dub, yesterday the wife and I celebrated their 5th-year anniversary. Congratulations, Black and Gold B. Good day.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Big L for Reveille, man. This is Reveille 10.
The dog?
Yeah. Texas A&M's mascot, the collie, had to have one of its eyes removed.
Call that the Najee Harris surgery.
Yeah, now we are. That's a good ref. That's a pull there, Dawson. But that's a bummer. Is it true that if Reveille shows up to one of your classes, now the entire class is dismissed?
I don't know about that one. I know I had to give up my first class seat for the dog going to Hawaii.
Well, just the first lady of Aggieland.
And I'll tell you what, I walked one time from Rudder Tower across the street where our football offices were, going to Kyle Field, and they're like, thousands of people around this area. I couldn't get through, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. It was a funeral for Reveille. How about this? They bury him facing the scoreboard. I didn't know that either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they lay him out. They face the scoreboard, so they'll always know the score of the game.
Do you want a new Reveille now? Maybe you should ask your dad about this or something, but I figure once you lose an eye in your 10, it's just not a good look. You know, we got to get...
It's just like him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Reveille pushing around a walker or something like that.
You got to get him a cool patch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it makes him a little bit more intimidating out there on the sideline.
There is a way to make this badass.
A collie with a patch. Yeah, a collie with a patch.
That'd be fun. You know, yeah.
Yeah, make it spin this into a positive. Last big dub, Happy Gilmore 2 is out on Netflix. Yep. Odyssey has made a $500 Happy Gilmore 2 hockey stick putter that you can go and purchase. Callaway has partnered with it. It actually looks pretty damn awesome. It's just a putter that
as
has...
As bad as I putt, I might as well go get it.
Hockey stick bottom. Now, that's pretty damn expensive, so maybe you need to find someone that loves you a lot in your life. But, hey, Happy Gilmore 2. I've been trying to stay away from any spoilers. If you've seen it, let me know if it was any good. Might watch it tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, last night I watched The Old Guard 2. Have you seen that with Charlize Theron? Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, Charlize Theron.
Did you see number one?
I did not see The Old Guard.
Okay. Pretty cool movie, I would say. I think they're both on Netflix right now.
Okay. Can knock them both out.
All righty. Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on right now to watch. We got 1 hour down and 3.5 to go here in the G-Bag Nation as Broadus is in Oxnard. We're going to join him out there on Monday. Top stories of the day coming up next year to the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.